Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, first of all, I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I know mine's out in the living room, got the toddler, keeping him entertained. And I have, you know, I got to wonder how everybody's going to celebrate the day today. You know, what do families normally do in normal times, right, to celebrate? Most commonly go out to eat, you know. But boy, here, restaurants here in Texas, they're only allowed to open for up to 25% capacity. Now, from what I've heard anecdotally, that demand's not even there. Folks aren't even filling up the restaurants to, you know, that 25%. Of course, on the other side of the coin, you wonder, is the supply going to be there, right? That restaurant I used to frequent, are they actually opening? For a lot of them, it's not worth opening for 25%. They're not covering their overhead, right? So, again, I've heard not a lot of them are hitting that 25%. The demand's not quite been there. But who knows? Maybe today is the day that the moms bring us home. I hope so. You know, we really do need that. And I want to encourage you to stick around through the show. I'm going to start the show with some updated employment or unemployment numbers, I should say, as well as an opinion piece I read in Market Watch. You know, if you're worried about your job right now, you know, or maybe you've lost a job and you're older in particular, you're going to want to hear this piece. And even if you're younger, you're going to be older eventually, so you're going to want to listen to this as well. And then in the last segment, I want to circle back to last week's show and protesting property tax valuation. This past week, I got on a Zoom call with one of the county appraisers here where I sit up in Denton County, north of Dallas. And he had some good pointers, and I also have some updates that I took away from that Zoom meeting and some other points of interest that I want to share. Now, if you have any questions for me today, the number here in the studio is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Or feel free to send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I do check those throughout the show and during the breaks. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. So let's talk about employment, or again, unemployment, really, first of all. So the April number is out for the nation, and unemployment came in at 14.7%. Huge number, right? If you think back a couple of months ago, we were talking about how difficult it was to find employees, right? Unemployment was way down at 3.5%, historical lows. But we've gone the other way. It just skyrocketed to 14.7%. And in the month of April alone, we lost 20.5 million jobs just in that month. So phenomenal numbers. Really hard to watch, to listen to see that change. A lot of people are being affected. How do things look here in Texas? A good resource if you are an investor, if you are buying in Texas, thinking about doing it, a really good resource out there is the Texas A&M Real Estate Center. Now, I'm a Longhorn, but I gotta give them the kudos. This is a great site. They provide a lot of good information, market updates, and the like. But I pulled a press release there relating to Texas, and there's a little bit of a silver lining here, a little bit of good news. Now, our total unemployment insurance claims since March 21, since they started measuring, just here in Texas, has been 1.84 million. Sounds like a lot. It is a lot. But the good news is that unemployment claims, those unemployment insurance claims, have actually fallen now for the second straight week in a row. So hopefully we're starting to hit the brakes on shedding our employees, and we'll turn a corner and see, hopefully, that we're climbing back up a hill. Now, how is that distributed across Texas? Now, here in Dallas-Fort Worth, where I sit, from, again, measuring from March 21 to late April, we had insurance claims of around 362,000. Houston, 340, San Antonio, 114, and Austin, 42. Just looking at our big markets. And of course, nationwide, right? We're seeing it across the board. We've seen 33.5 million unemployment claims since March 21. So again, big, big numbers. And interestingly, just a kind of a heads up, right? We're at 14.7% unemployment right now nationally. The Real Estate Center at Texas A&M estimates that U.S. unemployment could be 22.9% by the end of May. So within the month of May. So big, big numbers. Again, I'm happy to see a little bit of a silver lining there in terms of hitting the brakes on unemployment insurance claims filings. You know, for the last 2 weeks, that's the good news there. And again, being a Texan, being a bit of an optimist, I suppose, I expect Texas to pull through this just fine, just like we did back in, you know, 2008 in the Great Recession. We still have a lot of business moving here, a lot of people seeking work here. The fundamentals, they're there, right? It's quite frankly. In fact, I don't know if you heard about this. Elon Musk, right, of Tesla fame, threw a bit of a tantrum over in California because they will not let him reopen his factory there. So he said, you know what, I'm out of here. Where's he going? He talked about Nevada and he talked about Texas. I'm not sure if he's splitting, sharing the wealth or what, but hey, come on down, come to Texas. Everybody else is. So that just helps us keep our numbers in place. So point is, we're losing jobs, right, at a record pace. And how does this affect you, right? Well, what if you're in your 20s, maybe 30s? Well, what if you're like me, you're in your mid 40s? I'm in my mid 40s. Or worse, what if you're already nearing retirement, right? What if you're, you know, what if you're in your 50s or 60s and you still need to work? What's going to happen? Well, what we're going to take a look at here is an opinion piece in MarketWatch. Why COVID-19's impact on the job market is far worse for older workers. This was written up by Carrie Hannon. This came out just a couple days ago. But I definitely caught my eye because, again, I associate with a lot of folks across the age spectrum, right? At Lifestyles Unlimited, we see investors both young and old. And I have to think about my fellow investors or soon-to-be investors that are in that older category, okay? And we're gonna turn to this article. I'm going to give you some interesting points to take away, especially concerning something called ageism. If you probably heard of it, right? It's just another form of discrimination that's out there to look for. We're going to get into that, and I'll tell you what a good solution to that is when we continue here with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, so stay tuned.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're going to talk a little bit to the folks that are at the older end of the spectrum here. Let's say 50s to maybe 65, still working, but in a kind of a bracket they call pre-retirement, at least in this article that I'm looking at with you today. This is on MarketWatch just a couple of days ago. Why COVID-19's impact on the job market is far worse for older workers. And I'm going to tell you what you can do about that, of course. If you have any questions today, let me give you the number here. It is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. We're going to work through this article, talk a little bit about some education opportunities. Man, my wife and I, we've been busy on that front. And then in the last segment, I want to shift gears and talk a little bit more about property tax protesting that tax evaluation. Because the window is going to be closing here pretty soon. So looking at this article here, right there, talking about, you know, here they define it as pre-retirees, approximately 50 to 65 are, quote unquote, getting the wind kicked out of them right now, right, in terms of job losses, fear, right, fear of job losses. When you may still be working, which is great. Hopefully you make it through to the other end, but I know that's on a lot of people's minds right now. And if you are at that later end of that age group there, 50 to 65, well, you're thinking, geez, I was planning on working up to this date, to this age. What happens if you're suddenly let go? Well, now you're out scrambling. You got to go and try to find another job, right? And they put here, there's a labor economist says, we're assuming that about 20%, let me repeat that, 20% of older workers defined as over 50 are going to lose their jobs. Okay, now I'm in my mid-40s, and if I think a little bit down the road, guess what? I'm going to be over that 50 mark as well. And they point out that, you know, younger workers, well, first of all, you've got a longer timeline. You've got a longer timeline to recover. By the way, you've also got a longer timeline to start doing what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, which is building up that rental portfolio. But you've got a longer timeline to recover to find that job. And quite frankly, they say that half of people aged 25 to 34 that lost their jobs during the last, you know, the 2008 recession were reemployed within 6 months. Right? This is according to a report by the Urban Institute on age disparities, but it took over 9 months for folks that were employed, you know, unemployed folks that were ages 51 to 60. And why is that an issue? Well, the clock's ticking. Like we said, your time horizon is a lot shorter. You're making more money typically, right, in those older years, which is why you make for a very easy target when the companies start cutting the fat, so to speak. And they're a little bit slower to rehire. They don't consider the fact that, boy, you've got a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of experience. They miss out on that. They go for the cheap folks there, the younger, less experienced. So there is what they call ageism in the market. You know, they say it here, it's alive and well in the hiring process. It has been for ages, and it really hit its stride after the last recession. This particular author says that she constantly hears from older workers that hiring managers seem to look at them during their interview, and it's kind of a funny expression, they look at them as if they are looking at a consumer good with an expiration date on their forehead. That's you, if you're in that 50 to 65 group. And interestingly, I did a little more digging, and the AARP, the Association for, what is that, American Association for Retired People, did a study on this a little bit back. And what they found is that nearly one in four workers age 45, that's me, and older, have been subjected to negative comments about their age from supervisors or coworkers. So it's clearly out there. About three in five older workers have seen or experienced age discrimination in the workplace. And again, 76% of these older workers see that discrimination as a hurdle, right? As a hurdle to finding a new job. And it's unfortunate, but again, it's real. That's what's going on out in the market. It's not legal. It is illegal to discriminate based on age, but it is rampant. And I'm going to add a couple other bullet points here that they threw into the study, and it's unfortunate too, because 29% of U.S. households headed by somebody over 55, right, 55 or older, has no retirement savings or pension, meaning they're going to have to keep on working, but now they can't find a job because of ageism. Social Security, you know, may be there, may not, I don't know. And also they say that older people who feel or don't feel useful, let's say, are three times more likely to develop a disability and four times more likely to die prematurely. You've been laid off, you don't feel useful, you get down in the dumps, and you die. So we want to avoid that. We want to avoid that altogether. And how do we do that? Well, we put together a financial backstop through real estate, through rental real estate. Now, in this MarketWatch article, she used the phrase at one point. She said, it's a good time to think about a career change. Absolutely. I second that. I don't care if you're in your 50s or 60s. I don't care if you're in your 20s or 30s. Start looking at rental real estate. Start looking at that as an option, not necessarily a replacement fully just now, but get that started. That's what my wife and I did. We started buying single family houses, continued to work, bought a few more, continued to work, bought a few more. She quit her job, bought a few more. I said, you know, boss, I like working here. I'm having a good time. Let's go part-time. I want some of my time back. So you start to build up these extra streams of income. And then when you get to your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, if they come down the pike because we've had another pandemic, because we've had another great recession, depression, Y2K, whatever it is, you just nod and smile and say, okay, well, I'm set. I've got my rental income coming in the door from my single family portfolio, from my apartments. I'm good to go. So it is a good time to think about a career change. And again, you younger folks out there, don't wait until you're in your 50s to build this financial backstop. It's going to be too late. And the author also mentions a surge in opportunities to work remotely. Well, here again, you got to get hired back on. Here again, that ageism comes into play. But I do want to lean on working remotely because we have a lot of members. I'm based in Dallas, Texas. We've got a physical office here for Lifestyles down in Houston as well, San Antonio over in Phoenix. But we got a lot of members living outside of these states, in Iowa, in California, in Hawaii, in Michigan, that are investing right here in Texas. They are effectively working remotely. We say it all the time, live where you want, invest where you want. It's very possible. In fact, it makes sense. If you're in that expensive California market with Elon Musk, who's moving to Texas, it sounds like, invest in Texas. But how do you do it? How do you get there? Well, you get there through education. Look, you got your MBA, your doctorate, your bachelor's in English, history, teaching, you know, whatever, fill in the blank, by investing time in yourself, right? 4 years, 8 years, 12 years. Now, is it going to take you 12 years to become a real estate investor? No. No. You get a mentor. And you really shorten that learning curve. And I don't want to think about the thousands and thousands of dollars and the mountain of debt that you accrued investing in that formal education. When it comes to Lifestyles Unlimited, when it comes to investing in real estate, we give you a lot of educational opportunities for a very low price, very low cost. And I'll tell you a little bit about our financial freedom program when we come back. But I got to ask you, why not invest in yourself again right now? That's what my wife and I are doing, sitting on the couch from the comfort of our home, safe away from all the bugs out there, the COVID and whatnot. We are expanding our horizons, getting more education, and you can do the same. We'll return here in just a second with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, so stay tuned.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. And on today's show, well, we're talking a little bit about education, or we are about to. And I want to bring this up because I think it's pivotal to your success as an investor. And I draw that conclusion because I see a lot of folks that go through Lifestyles, get mentorship, get educated, do really well. And I talk to a lot of people that, man, they say, you know what, I'm just going to figure this thing out on my own. And I watch them suffer. I get a lot of questions from them. And long story short, they just don't quite make it there, right? They don't have the proper education. They're just kind of winging it, shooting from the hip. And that's just not a good way to go about it. And I bring this up today because I was looking at an article earlier in the week that focuses on something called ageism, which, you know, you get to a certain age and maybe you lose your job or you want to change jobs, whatever it is, you go to talk to that hiring manager. They look you up, they look you down, they say, oh, that's a lot of gray hair. Of course, I had gray hair when I was in my 20s, so I probably would never have gotten hired, I guess. But they look you up, they look you down, and they're like, well, I like that younger guy over there that came in an hour ahead of this fella here. you're just too old for them, right? You don't have that longevity that they're looking for. They never mind all that education you've got behind you, all that knowledge, right? That's what happens when you're confronted with ageism. You have trouble getting hired again. Well, if you blaze your own trail, come to Lifestyles Unlimited and become a real estate investor, you get to choose your path. Let me put it that way. Start buying single family houses, start buying apartments, getting involved in syndications, right? Groups of families that get together to put their net worth together to buy a big apartment complex, and you start to create that passive income. Then you don't have to have those conversations with HR. You know, I had an interview sometime in mid-2019 with Chuck. He is one of our free workshop presenters here in Dallas-Fort Worth. He ran into that very thing. He ran into that very thing following the 2008 decline, had trouble getting hired back on due to ageism, and eventually said, you know what, I'm done with this, found Lifestyles, got on board, got into some single family houses, got into some multifamily stuff, eventually bought his own apartment complex. He and his wife are now independent rental owners. Great story. Great story, exactly where I want to be. So it serves a couple of purposes, right? You've got this fellow that ran into the very thing that we're talking about today and did something about it. And for me, I'm watching this guy thinking, wow, he just bought his own 16 unit up in Denton. I want to do that. So I'm observing this guy. I'm kind of following him, talking to him every chance I get. That's what you get when you're around like-minded people, like-minded investors. So the education is very, very important. And what you'll learn, among other things, and let me just mention real quick, I said Chuck does our free workshop here in Dallas, in the Dallas area. Chuck and John, we got a couple guys up here. Obviously, like we did in the past, like 8 years ago when I joined, I went to an actual meeting room, sat down, listened to what they had to say, liked what I heard, got on board. Well, obviously, we can't do that right now, so we're doing everything online. And now a big, big component of our education was online anyhow, which is great. We've been doing this for close to a decade that way, but we've now converted our free workshop to an online live stream where you can go and listen and participate, ask questions, right? Get feedback live. So I want to give you the website for that. If you're not familiar with Lifestyles, if you're catching the show for the first time, go put in the URL freeworkshoplivestream.com. Again, that's all written together, freeworkshoplivestream.com. And you can see we've got some future dates coming up here, May 12th from 8:30 to 10. So if you're on the West Coast listening to the podcast, listening to the show, that's more amenable to your time zone, I suppose. That's May 12th. That's Wednesday. Following day on the 13th, 6:30 to 8, right? Good for us here, Central Time. And if you need to do it earlier, we've got one on Friday, May 15th from 2 to 3:30. But it's a good introduction, right, to see what the roadmap looks like, right? What's the path that we follow? Understand a little bit about single family and a little bit about multifamily. That's exactly what my wife and I did. And then we wound up, you know, we said, this makes a lot of sense. So we wound up joining the Financial Freedom Program. And I'll give you a website here in a second where you can go do that as well for a very, very heavy discount. We're not doing these live either, right? Or not live in person, but we're doing those online. Great opportunity to sit down in the comfort of your home and spend 8 hours on the topic of single family and then another 8 hours on the topic of multifamily on apartments. And that, again, reflecting back on what my, you know, my, the process for my wife and I, it's exactly what we did. And then we were confronted. We had a road. We had a path in the road. We had to decide, do we want to go down that single family path? Do we want to buy houses? Or do we want to go down that multifamily path? Or do maybe do a mix of both? And you'll have to start to ask questions and you'll have to, you know, you'll work with your contacts at Lifestyles Unlimited to help you formulate these questions and figure out, well, which is the best path for you? Now, we chose to go the single family path. Why? Well, capital. We needed to build up more capital. We could not have done much in the apartment sphere until we were able to accumulate that net worth. Single family is a great tool for that. And in fact, I watched we are now, like I said, going through our multifamily education, my wife and I, online in the portal with Lifestyles Unlimited. It's college level courses. In this case, for us, our multifamily core curriculum is a little north of 20 different courses. We're probably about halfway through. And one of the earlier ones was a great class put on by one of our mentors down in Houston, Curtis. And he talks about this very thing. Which path is the right path? And he very much leans on single family because if you need to get that capital, if you need to get that net worth built up, that's the way you go. And I've enjoyed it every year. Hey, we've been doing it for 8 years. Love buying houses, love fixing them up, seeing the end product, hearing from the residents that move in. Man, we looked at everything else on the market. It was all junk. This thing is great. We got happy people. Happy people, by the way, that have paid their rent for May. Did the same in April. So we've not had any issues. Just as a sidebar, there was an article in the Dallas Morning News, a surprising 87% of DFW apartment residents made their May rent payments. So if you're sitting on the sidelines and thinking to yourself, All those apartment owners, they're going to go under. They're going to go under with the COVID. No one's paying their rent. Rent strikes, right? Rent cancellation. 87% of apartment residents have already made their payments. That number is huge. The numbers are coming in much better than a lot of people feared when this whole thing started to unroll. So if that's your argument, get that out of your arsenal. You need to come up with something better. Because at Lifestyles Unlimited, I've talked to our mentors, talked to our realty team, talked to other investors. We're getting the rents in the door. So if you want to get the rents in the door, if you want to start to build that passive income, again, it's going to come down to getting comfortable. A lot of people have fear. That's a big hurdle. Getting educated helps you get over that. Just an example, some of the courses that my wife and I have done over the past 30 days, two case studies, right? Very inspirational. In fact, we saw another fella present on a small independent rental owner, small multifamily that he picked up. Very inspirational. Direction we want to go, right? So I love hearing it. I love seeing the roadmap, seeing the success. In fact, we've got another one of those case studies coming up on May 14th, Thursday, and then on May 28th. If you're not a member, those are invitation only. If you would like to come and join us, this is again online. Great event, lots of information. You'll see how single family works. You'll see how multifamily works. If you'd like to join, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com, and I will make sure you get an invitation to that case study. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. So we've done the case studies. We went on two multifamily road trips. How did you do that? Well, we did it virtually. One was the educational type where we learned all about the numbers, how the numbers work. A member presented a deal they bought back in 2017 and just recently disposed of March 2020, very timely, right ahead of the COVID, right? Learned about that and went on one that was called an acquisition road trip where we learn about some deals that are out there, what the numbers might look like. And guess what? If we're interested, we can go, hey, I'm interested in that one. Let's start to go down that path. All right. So multifamily road trips, number of seminars on handling the pandemic, right? This is nothing any of us were prepared to deal with before, but Lifestyles has responded, turned on a dime. Lynn Murrow, the executive vice president, has been out there beating the pavement, reading all the documents that are coming down from Congress, CARES Act, all that good stuff, and digesting that and telling us, look, here's what we're seeing. Here's what you should do. We've gotten great advice. And like I have said, all our rents are coming in the door. So how to respond to the pandemic, just over the lunch break a couple days ago, navigating COVID-19 and property management put on by Leah Slaughter, one of our vendors with OmniKey Realty Property Management Company. Great information. And she, by the way, is also very upbeat on the market. Their leases are turning very quickly. They're getting properties rented very quickly. There's nothing to fear out there right now. Okay. And the list goes on. I mentioned the core curriculum. Holy cow. We've spent so much time educating ourselves on budgeting, accounting, rehabbing multifamily, and the list goes on. Now, when we come back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, I'm going to pivot as well, and we're going to shift gears, and I want to go back to talking about protesting property taxes, because that window, it's here, and it's going to go by very, very quickly, and I want you to be ready to hit the pavement running. We'll be right back.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And in the last segment, we were talking about education. Education as a way to get yourself ready to invest, to buy houses, to buy apartments. For a lot of people, there's a big hurdle. It's called fear. It's the unknown. We don't know what we're doing. So they never get started. But you want to get started because you don't want to get to that pre-retirement age of 50 to 65, lose your job, and then have trouble finding another one due to something called ageism. It's out there. So if you're in your 20s, get started now. If you're in your 30s, Get started now. If you're like me in your 40s, get going. Get going. And I told you about our free workshop in the earlier segment. I also want to give you a direct line to joining. If you go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. Guys, pay attention. Financialfreedomlivestream.com. You can sign up to join the Financial Freedom Program. That's where you go to that two-day that I mentioned, two-day course, 8 hours a day, one day on single-family investing, one day on multifamily. That's where you get the meat and potatoes of being an investor and start to think about, you know, which direction do I want to go? One, towards single-family, towards multi, maybe down the middle, do both. Depends on where you are capital-wise and so on, but it starts by getting educated. So go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. It's an annual membership that comes with that. You can register online, watch the courses online, right? During this pandemic, we're not meeting in the offices right now. And for the fellas out there, if you're like me and you occasionally forget that it's Mother's Day coming up real soon, this membership, it's a family membership. You and your wives can do it together, and it's heavily discounted. That annual membership, normally $740, discounted to $197. Use the promo code SAVEBIG. It gives you that right there on the website. And get started. Start doing stuff together as a family. Your wife will appreciate it. And when you retire yourself early and start hanging around the house more, well, maybe she won't appreciate that as much, but hey, you'll grow as a family. So again, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com. And again, I stress that education. That's what's going to help you build that portfolio like we did. One house, $400. Two houses, $800. In fact, there was a single family road trip also done virtually just recently. And on the tail end of that, they showed a number of properties that were for sale. And they emailed those out, said, hey, these are the ones that we talked about. Both of those are cash. This is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, cash flowing north of $400 a month. So that's how you start to build that portfolio. But you need to get educated. Now, let's shift gears and talk a little bit more about protesting property taxes, because we are in that window. I've gotten a number of emails about this topic from different parts of the state. And just to rehash, if you missed last week's show, I had Mike Hanna with Investmark Mortgage. He's a hard money lender, but has been an investor for a very long time. Taught a great class when I joined on protesting taxes, the tax valuation, I should say. He joined me last week on May 3rd. That show is archived out on our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab and you can hear his tips and tricks. A week prior to that, Mike Harrison on April 19th, he had Glenn Goodrich of Property Tax IO in on his show. Again, talked about tips and tricks. So go give those two shows a listen. You're going to pick up some strategies that you can use to protest those values down. And what I want to move on to, I take the time to learn where I can, you know, obviously going through all the courses at Lifestyles, but I also go out and do some stuff here and there with some of the realtor organizations. And I attended a Zoom call with an appraiser from the Denton Central Appraisal District. So Denton County is north of Dallas-Fort Worth, if you're not familiar. It's one of the big four counties around here. And I want to point out a very important comment he made. In fact, I'm looking at a screenshot from his presentation. Unlike prior years, in this year, at least in Denton County, check with yours if you're not in Denton, a filed protest form is required before you will be able to speak informally with an appraiser. So in years past, last year, right, I just get in my car, it's not too far up the road, drive up to Denton, go to the Central Appraisal District, pull my number, they call my number, go sit down, make my argument. No, nothing scheduled. I go when I'm ready within that window, informally. We can't do that now. In fact, there are four ways that you can file your protests now. They're all digital. Well, e-file, email, you can mail it, old school, like a snail mail, not digital, or you can place your protest form in a Dropbox they've got up there. But you're not going to be sitting face to face with an appraiser this year. And in order to get that phone call or that Zoom, we didn't hear how they're going to do it precisely yet. You do need to formally file that protest. So that's going to be the trigger. And we had a good conversation. You know, I actually followed up on some of the points that we talked about on last week's show. And I asked the fella, you know, because one of his tips for successful appeals is use good comps. So I asked him, well, what period can I use for those sales comps, at least in Denton County? And here's the thing. In Texas, it's a legal mandate the way we do our tax protest, but the counties take it and they get the ball and they run with it as they like. So Collin County, they want you to look at sold comps for 2019 plus January. They'll take that one. I asked, what about Denton 2019 all the way up through March of 2020? So if you're looking to protest based on sold comps, sales comps, go ahead and run that full year and have those other comps in your pocket that are more recent. They may or may not consider those, but and I think more importantly, something he said that I do every year is have a number in mind. You know, I may have a little chit chat with the appraiser and eventually just say, look, you valued me at 150K. Last year I was at 80. That's a huge increase, first of all. And I feel like 100, maybe 100's more feasible, more reasonable. You set that bar low. And then in the back of your head, know where you really want to land, 120, 125. But have that discussion. And again, like we said last week, don't go in guns ablaze, and this should be a conversation, right? Not a yelling match. And if you're not happy with the results of that informal appraisal, well, then you take it to the ARB, the Appraisal Review Board. And I want to mention as well, I was looking at some of my old documentation, my property value notice. This is from Tarrant County from 2019. This is the form that you can use if you want to use snail mail to send in. And there's a section on there called Reason for Protest. And I think this is important. There are a number of boxes you can check. Most of them don't apply. But the first two on this one are important. The first one is incorrect appraised value or market value. You want to check that one. Whether the sold comp supports you or not, go ahead and check it. And the second one is value is unequal compared with other properties. Check that one as well. I tried to explain equity comps on the prior show. I was not happy with the way I explained that, but that second box relates to those equity comps. And what that means is you're looking at the tax, the county appraisal district's website. You're looking at the way they have valued everybody else in your neighborhood and your property. Did they do that equitably? Did they value everybody else 50K lower than yours on the tax rolls? Has nothing to do with sales. It's just their own tax valuation. And when you file this protest, check both of those. Whether you go one direction or the other doesn't matter. If you haven't checked both of them and you try to bring those later, they may decline you. So something else also very important that I learned. And again, that window is going to be variable depending on where you are. Harris County sent out their notifications already in March. Statewide, the legal requirement is that they hold that protest window up through the end of May, or excuse me, May 15th. It was a recent law, a change to the law. Protest window has to stay open through May 15th. Or 30 days after they send out the value notice, whichever is later. So Dallas County, they haven't even sent theirs yet. They're slated to send those May 15th, so that means our protest window will be June 14th. So keep those dates in mind. Start getting your evidence together if it's property condition, right? Get a lot of good pictures. And I mentioned as well, there are sold comps and there are those equity comps. A lot of the counties will let you log in and see what they used to value your property. And that's where you start taking apart their data. If it's sold comps, your house backs up to a road, none of those others do, well, they're not comparable. They need to be adjusted. They don't automatically do that. So you want to keep that in mind. And for those equity comps, best thing you can do, go out to the appraisal district website, find your subdivision, your neighborhood. You can data dump that stuff into Excel, do a quick sort by square footage, and find all of those lower valuations. The later in the process, the more time those other people had to protest theirs down, right? It's the approach I take anyhow. So use that data to your advantage. And again, this is something that I've learned over the years. Like I said, Mike Hanna taught the course that I sat in 8 years ago at Lifestyles Unlimited. Hadn't even bought my own house yet. Didn't even know you could protest property taxes, but you can. Learned that there. Have been applying it over the years, saving thousands of dollars. So if you think $740 for an annual membership to the Financial Freedom Program is steep, well, I saved that 10 times over. Discounted to 197, whatever the math is there, I don't know. But it's well worth the investment, the contact we have with those vendors, and then the educational component. The cool thing with the Financial Freedom Program, by the way, is that two-day course, you can take that as many times as you need. Sit through the single-family eight-hour class, didn't quite digest everything, go back and do it again. You'll continue to learn. And I want you to continue to learn. I want you to continue to build that education so that when you get into that pre-retirement age of 50 to 65 and your boss hands you the pink slip, you can just smile and walk on out a happy man or a happy woman. It's that simple. Get that education going now. Start to build that passive income. Start going down that path. And Lifestyles Unlimited is the place to do that. We want to be there with you every step of the way. going to give you that website one more time. That is financialfreedomlivestream.com. Again, financialfreedomlivestream.com to become a member. Discounted. Fellas, Mother's Day gift. Great gift right there. $197. Save big. Hey, thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day. Moms, happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.